Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Love of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Being a Christian means being a person of love. Being a Christian means being a person of service. Go with me, please, to the book of Galatians, and let's look at some things and begin to see what a central theme this is in the New Testament. Galatians 2:20, let's read first of all. Galatians 2:20. He said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and what? Gave himself for me. Now, we're to love each other, right? That is the New Testament commandment. All the law and the prophets is summed up in this, that we love each other. How? As he loved and loves us. How did he love us? He loved us and he gave himself for us. How did he love us? He loved us and he gave himself for us. Why would you do that? Why would you give yourself for somebody else? Because you love them more than you do yourself. Did you hear that? Oh, this is so important. Talking about the love of God. He said, if we, you know, he laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. But when you say that, it has this, I don't know, this unscriptural religious mentality with it. When people think about laying down their lives, they think, you probably should, but probably nobody really does. And Lord, help us. And next, let's hear something next. But no, as we talked last week, this is not a negative thing. Amen. It's not a negative thing. And if you do it, you don't do it mournfully.
That's right. Amen.
Remember what he said in 2 Corinthians 12? We looked at this last week. We said love does no harm.
Amen.
And we said love gives.
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
Giving is the chief expression of love. The greatest expression of love is not saying you love somebody or saying you have feelings for somebody. The greatest expression of love is giving to them.
Amen.
Isn't that what the Scripture says about the Lord? God so loved the world that he what?
Gave.
That he gave. And the Lord loved us so that he what? He gave. Can you see why the devil fights giving so much?
Yes.
Now, don't get scared. I'm not getting ready to take up another offering. Though we ought to be open to it if the Lord led us to, right?
Yes.
But giving is not just something that you're to do once in a while when you're in church.
Amen.
Your giving is something that you are.
Yes.
God is love.
Yes.
Love gives.
Yes.
You're a love child of a love God. So you live to give.
Amen.
You love to give.
Amen.
You enjoy giving.
Amen.
If you don't, you're not walking with him close like you should be.
Amen.
But now the selfish part of you being, the flesh that and part of your mind that hadn't been renewed, it wants to get.
Yeah.
It's more interested in you giving to me. What you going to do for me? What are y'all going to do for me? That's how it thinks. Give me, give me, give me. But the love of God that's shed abroad in your heart is thinking about, what can I give?
Amen.
I mean, when you get close to God, you'll go to your house and you'll pull out all your drawers and you'll go, what have I got in here I can give? You go get in your closet and go, what can I give? You go get in your garage and go, what can I give? Anybody been thinking like that? Really? Now, if you hadn't, you hadn't. But let's get stirred up. When you think like this and you're full of the love of God, you get up thinking, what can I give? And it's a lot more than just money. Some of those precious things to give are not money and things. You give of your time. You give of your talents. You give of your faith. You give of your love. Some of the most valuable things some people have ever given me is they believed in me. And I knew it wasn't just empty words. I knew they really did. And even if others didn't, they did. Amen. You know, there's two or three people over the course of my ministry that have done this. And oh, it means volumes to me. And one of them called me one time and he said, I just wanted you to know that I heard some stuff about you. And I told these folk to their face that they're liars.
Amen.
I said, really? He said, yeah. I said, well, and I knew what they were talking about. I said, well, you want me to tell? He said, you don't have to tell me anything. I know you. You didn't do any of that. You didn't say any of that. I said, thank you.
Amen.
That means something to you, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
He said, you don't have to explain to me. I know better. I know you.
Amen.
You didn't say that. You didn't do that.
Amen.
Well, that's worth more than money.
Yes.
That's worth more than stuff. They gave me faith. They believed in me.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
And when you are sowing like that, how many know it's going to be coming back to you?
Yes.
If you believe in others, it's going to come back to you. People are going to believe in you.
Amen.
If you support others, people will support you. You know, I don't think it's an accident. I know the Lord blessed us to be able to serve Dr. Kenneth Hagin for 20 years or so. And we worked in the healing school and prayer school and different places and sowed for years without pay. Didn't, you know, it was right. Just sowed our help. And you know, for years we have not wanted help.
Amen.
We have more help than we know what to do with sometimes.
Amen.
Amen. You sow help, you reap help.
Amen.
You support ministries, you'll reap support.
Amen.
You be a friend, you'll have friends.
Amen.
Amen. Give loyalty, people will be loyal to you.
Amen.
So instead of asking for loyalty, asking for friendship, be a friend.
Right.
Sow something.
Amen.
Invest something. And how many know the law of sowing and reaping is a fact? It'll come back to you.
Amen.
Multiplied. The Son of God loved me and gave Himself for me. I'm going to ask you again, how could He do that? Why would He do that? Huh? Because He loved you and I more than He did Himself. Right? It's the only way you could do that. Now go on to Galatians 5, please. Well, we're not ready for Galatians 5. Go to Philippians 2, how about it? We're not ready for that either. Hold your place. And go to Romans real quickly. Hold your place in Galatians and go to Romans 12, please. We could quote this, but I want you to let your eyes rest on it. Then we'll go to Philippians. Then we'll go to Galatians. What do you think?
Yeah.
Romans 12, then Philippians 2, then Galatians. Romans 12, are you there?
Yeah.
Romans 12, 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love. In honor, doing what? Preferring one another. Kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, and in connection with this brotherly love, in honor or in esteem or in value, do what? Prefer. Preferring one another. Keep that in mind. Go to Philippians 2. Philippians 2 and 3. Philippians 2, 3. Fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded, having the same what?
Love.
So we're talking about love, being of one accord and of one mind. This is Philippians 2, 3. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other what?
Better than
themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of
others.
Now, let me review again a little bit for you. Love does no harm. Remember, we talked about this. And love builds up. And love, or love edifies. Same thing. Love gives. We talked about last week. And today, love prefers / serves. Love serves. Love prefers. Why would you show somebody else preference? Can we do this? Is this something he really told us to do? Esteem other people better than you.
Yeah.
Huh? And yet people are brought up being taught, well, ain't nobody better than you. You're not better than anybody else, and nobody's better than you. And don't let anybody tell you that. Well, where's that at in the Bible?
Right.
You see, people build their life on things that's men's thinking and tradition. Can you esteem? Now, is that what it says?
Yep.
Hmm? Didn't say they were better than you, did it? Huh? Didn't say they were better than you. But it said for you to do what?
Esteem
them like they are. Right? And in doing so, you'd show them preferential treatment. You'd prefer them. And in doing so, if you treat them like they're better than you, you'll serve them. And if you treat them like they're better than you, you'll give of yourself for them. Because you love them more than you do yourself.
Amen.
Friends, this is Christianity.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
This is the heart of being like the Master.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Love of God, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 5th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.